This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Iman, Lin and Kelvin. And joining us in the studio today is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So Keith, you have the results of a study on remunerations in Malaysia, which was released today. So let me ask you, what are these salary trends like? And more importantly, can we expect a big bump in our pay next year?
Do you deserve it first?
I knew you were going to go there.
But, you know, we really need to ask our bosses this, but it is a reality for a long time now, and there have been comments by economists and, of course, complaints from the rest of us that salaries in Malaysia aren't going up as quickly as the cost of living. So this study, it is the 2019 Malaysia Total Remuneration Survey. It's been conducted by the Malaysian Office of Mercer, and that's the world's largest human resources consulting firm. So their study is meant to identify remuneration trends to make it easier to decide on hiring and pay increases, among others. So some of the takeaways from their study: salaries for next year, they are expected to increase at 5% across all industries in Malaysia.
Ah, wow, crack out the fireworks.
But that basically means it's the same quantum of increase for the past, from what I recall, I think it's about for the past decade or so. Now, compare this with inflation.
So sad.
I know. Compare this with inflation, which is projected to increase 2.4% next year. It was up 0.9% this year. So you see just how inflation is outpacing salary, salary increase. And compared to our ASEAN neighbours as well, our salary increase is also the lowest, and it has been that way for some time.
Keith, do you remember that there was a time period where every time you came in for Market Wrap, you brought bad news?
Yeah.
And then after that, it kind of stopped. I feel like you're trying to kickstart the bad news era again. Because this, I mean, it appears to be pretty concerning. Based on what we have next, it looks like there's more bad news, at least for the more experienced amongst us. This Mercer study also revealed some guidance on how companies that plan to reward staff should strategize.
Well, actually, there is good news because I found out that I'm actually part of Gen X. I just kind of made the cut and I'm not a baby boomer.
That's a personal good news.
So anyway, it appears that the job market might need to reposition itself to cater to the millennials or the Gen Y as well as the Gen Z segments, as they are seen to be the next generation leaders. And Kwee Gim Soon, he is the senior consultant at Mercer, and he says baby boomers and Gen Xers are on their way out.
We are seeing Gen Y has already penetrated into this area. That's one observation. Secondly is Gen Z has already disrupted the whole workforce as well. So all these are saying, in terms of how we are designing the package and rewards for all this generation, has to be customized. And in terms of their salary differences, you can see now, of course, the baby boomers are still getting more because of experience. But what we are telling our clients beyond this is, these people are going to phase out soon. You're going to have to prepare these people because these are the next in line. Potentially, Gen X and baby boomer are phasing out slowly. Gen Y is the one that you have to focus on. And they constitute of the largest workforce in the market anyway. So we have to be taking care of this really, really well. And they are young leaders. We are saying you have to prep them.
That was senior consultant at Mercer Malaysia, Kwee Gim Soon. And on to Bursa Malaysia today. We see Sapura Energy as the most actively traded counter. What's going on there?
So Sapura Energy closed 1.9% lower at 26.5 cents today. There were a couple of pieces of news for the company, good and bad. Its joint venture has landed contracts and extensions in Malaysia, Mozambique and Brazil to the tune of 615 million ringgit, which means its total order book has been boosted to 15.1 billion. Its results were also released today, and its Q3 net loss widened to 100.9 million ringgit. That's 31 compared to 31 million last year, but its revenue recorded a 48% increase to 1.77 billion. So that's a bit of a mixture for them.
Keith, thank you very much for that Market Wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.